Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In. I just got a look from across the room from Mark. What was that for?
And I'm excited. It was my excited here we go look.
I did not get excitement nor here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. All happening. That was the look.
Yeah, it's frazzled. I feel like it's like the Mondayest Monday that I've ever felt in a really long time.
That was my last Monday.
Really?
So today I feel I was like on time. I was only 3 minutes late today as opposed to my normal 15. I feel great.
I feel disheveled.
Are you a person who's late a lot, Becca? Are you late to everything?
Wow. Yes. I am.
And why is that? Why do you suppose that is?
It depends. It's like I might get stuck in a drive-thru that takes a longer time than normal. Maybe I decided to sleep a little longer than I should have. Maybe I couldn't find anything to wear. Or maybe I got stuck in traffic.
Because I find it fascinating because there's somebody who I know very well who's close to me and lives in my house, that tends to be late for a lot of things.
Is this your wife?
Maybe. And I'm always fascinated by it, and I watch it happen, and I find that she's very easily distracted. Mm-hmm. There's always something else that needs to be done, and she tries to get everything done in the house before she leaves. And she ends up leaving at the time she's supposed to get there.
Yeah.
I give Becca like a false start whenever I'm going to like come to pick her up for something. I'll say I'm leaving my apartment when I'm like not even in my car yet, just so I know like she'll get down when I'm there.
Okay, but here's the thing. Everyone's thought that like that they'll start doing that, but now I don't trust anyone. So now they say it and I'm like, whatever, I have at least 5 to 10 minutes extra.
But yeah, I'm gonna like...
Do you ever do the thing where you change the clocks in your house?
No.
My wife does that.
Her
clock in her car is 7 minutes fast and the clocks in the kitchen are 7 minutes fast. And I'm not a fan of this.
Yeah, that seems a little aggressive.
Yes,
but it doesn't work either. It also doesn't make any difference because she's doing the mental math. She knows that it's not really that time.
It's almost like you would have to change it without her knowing.
That's what I would have to do, which would be dishonest.
Easton just walked in the room.
Yay. Oh, rundowns. Thank you.
Easton, do you miss us?
Easton is in an alternate studio right now, recording another podcast.
That's right. So you'll have to collect them all to see the full continuity because I'm just swooping through here and I'm on my way to another property.
What are you doing? Wind down with Janet Kramer?
Wind down with Janet Kramer.
Wow.
That is your dream as you have had a crush on Janet Kramer for years and years.
Yes, this is a big deal for me.
You're a big fan of hers.
Big
you know
fan
her music, you know everything about her.
That's right. Season 2 of Friday Night Lights, I knew her as Smash Williams' girlfriend.
Wow.
I get to sit right next to her.
Well, and you go see her in concert, and she like knows you're there and acknowledges you. Like, this is exciting
for
you.
It's crazy. It's crazy. One of my buddies recently was like, so you could just text Janet Kramer right now. Like, you could just text her, and she'd respond. And I'm like, yes, I could, and yes, I will. And I did it, and she didn't respond right away, but she did respond.
That is a fun thing. Now, Tanya, you have a lot of celebrities' phone numbers in your phone.
I do.
Do you use that to impress people sometimes?
No.
Are you like, I could text Charlie Puth if I wanted to?
That's all over her Instagram. Everyone knows they're like, everyone knows they're friends, you know?
That's true.
However, who would I be texting to impress is the bigger question. If I was like talking to a guy and he was like, yeah, can you text Charlie Puth? I'd be like, I'm calling you on the 11th of never. Okay, bye.
But when you go home to Los Al, maybe home for the holidays, friends from high school, family members, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, Haley just texted me. Yeah, that's right. Texting her back.
No, my parents like don't know anything. So they don't find, you know what I mean?
Not
to them,
your parents. Like for me, if I go back to Wisconsin, they're very impressed that Ryan Seacrest's phone number is in my phone. That's a very exciting thing for the family in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not you, huh?
I think my family is
called Jaded.
Really cool that I'm on the air with Ryan Seacrest.
So you're the celebrity in their lives?
Yeah.
That's like, all they care about?
That's freaking cool.
No, they're like, Ryan Seacrest gets to be on air with Tanya Rad.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how he impresses people.
Yeah,
that's sure. How Ryan does it. He's like, do you listen to Scrubbing In? Yeah. My co-host, Tanya.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Well, this ties in nicely to the fact that Becca Tilley is going to come on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited and also very nervous. I'm going to have to like really wake up early and get here on time because that's...
Yeah, you cannot be late.
Can't be late.
Yeah, don't be late for that. And traffic's going to be worse than you're used to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's worse at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I might have to stay over with you at your new place.
No, I don't have room right now.
Yeah, you have a bed. There's another.
Oh,
there's another side
of the bed. Yeah, that's true.
We'll just lay there on our backs looking up at the ceiling in silence.
In silence. I listened to cars driving by last night to like try and soothe me.
You don't have a sound machine on your phone?
I do, but like, this is how paranoid my brain is. I don't know if like the, I don't know if like, it still I don't know my outlets. So I was like panicked to have my phone going all night in case it wasn't charging because I turned the light off. So I didn't know if I turned the light off, it would keep charging my phone. I don't know the electrical.
But why not check? You can tell if your phone's charging or not.
It has a little lightning bolt.
It's a little green.
But, huh?
Like if you turned your light off and checked your phone, you could tell if it's charging.
But then the
battery turns green and has a lightning bolt.
That is a little bit of OCD, I would say.
It is. It was a little, like, I just was like, I don't want to let my phone go all night if it's going to die and then I'm not going to wake up for work and nobody can get a hold of me and I'm living by myself and like my mind just went down the rabbit hole.
Like she's like an old lady who just moved into a home.
She lived alone for one day and this is where we are.
In her defense, she's not settled in there yet. It's a new place. It is on a street where you can hear the cars, so that's a new sound for you.
Which I enjoy, actually. Yeah, I do enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I get the weirdness of the new house or the new apartment at night and the noises you're not used to. It's all unfamiliar. I get that.
So I don't mind if you spend the night.
Yeah, we're going to go get a TV today, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Costco?
Best Buy?
Costco's your best deal on TVs.
You know, I'm not a member of Costco.
Oh, that should change.
But I do have to say, so I went to Sit and Sleep yesterday.
Oh.
And I went in, and the guy was like, he really was like helping me. Like, he's like, I can take $50 off this and $50 off that. And I was like, wow. I was like, this is really cool.
That's what they do, Tanya.
Oh, I go, Sit and Sleep will beat everyone's prices, so your mattress is free. And he was laughing at me so hard. I was like, guys really do that. Yeah. Like, I was so impressed.
That's the greatest of a Tanya ad, though, isn't it? Like, we talk about how on-air Tanya is the same as off-air Tanya.
Yeah.
But Tanya at Sit and Sleep is the same Tanya.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm even different at Sit and Sleep. Like, I'm just kind of annoyed and want to get out of there. Not Tanya. Same. Happy everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to write you a Yelp review. What is your name? And he, like, gave me his card.
Yeah, she's, like, thrilled with her experience. Like, most people are like, okay, I know what I want. Like, just... Please, walk around.
Yes.
You know.
And I don't want to deal with your salesman nonsense that you always do. And
the commercials were right.
Yeah. Because they really help you. He's like, you need this protector over the mattress, but I'm going to give it to you for this price.
Oh, my God. You need this protector over the mattress.
You do, because if there's any sort of liquid on the mattress, they will not give it to you on warranty.
But he gave you a nice deal on that mattress cover.
Mm-hmm. A really good deal.
Let the liquid flow then.
Yeah. I'm just going to pour some liquid on
there. Can't wait.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, that is gross. Why is there liquid in your bed?
Water? You don't drink water in your bed?
Water, like, dries.
I've never spilled water in my bed.
I have, but it dries.
But then it leaves a mark on that mattress, and you're not going to get it on that 10-year warranty with that.
You know what liquid might end up in your sheets?
What?
Spit.
Because I'm a drooler.
Ew.
Oh, I am. Are you not?
No.
Oh, is that gross to admit?
Oh, you do wear your like Invisalign though at night, right?
Yeah.
I guess when what do you do?
Aren't we all droolers sometimes, like depending on the position we fall asleep in? Because it's gravity. You never drool. You've never woken up to a little drool puddle on your pillow?
Yeah, but it's not maybe like on an airplane, but it's not really a consistent thing where I would call myself a drooler.
Oh, I'm a major drool. I think I sleep with my mouth open.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't sleep with I breathe in my nose.
Lucky.
although, when I do wear my night guard, which is just one of the sexier things about me, I think I sleep with my mouth open because it literally won't close.
Is that a teeth grinding thing? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm also, we'll get into this after because I'm doing something interesting today that I'm actually very excited about, but kind of nervous about.
Good tease. And the reason I brought up spit.
Oh.
We have a new sponsor.
We have a new sponsor. I think a lot of people have heard of 23andMe and done the, is it a test? How do they do it? Have you done
Yeah, I did it. You basically like spit into this tube, like literally just spit into a tube. And then it comes back and it kind of tells you like what percent you are, what percentage you are from everywhere. Yeah. And then also can tell you health risks and like things. My spit told me that I was left-handed.
Yeah, like, they told me that I have detached earlobes.
Whoa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really crazy.
I'm so interested.
Yeah.
And also, it can hook you up with other people you're related to that you had no idea you were related to. And they can be close. They can be close relatives.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're kind of in a place, like, just all around in the country and the world where everyone feels really divided. And I think everyone's kind of tired of hearing what separates us. And there's a new podcast, which is called Spit, mm-hmm. and it's from iHeartRadio with 23andMe. And basically, they focus on the 99.5% that we all have genetically in common rather than what we have about us that's different.
So the podcast discusses how science and DNA play a role in society and our lives and how your DNA story can be experienced today and a whole lot more. So they basically sit down with some of the biggest artists and influences of our time, John Legend, Mike Posner. So just subscribe to the podcast. It's called Spit Podcast. And learn more about the DNA found in our spit.
Yeah, and that helps us understand who we are, really who we are genetically, and how we're all connected to the world around us. So listen to full episodes now on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. So speaking of spit, I don't know if I have to spit today, but Okay, so I talked about my canker sores, and everyone was like, change your toothpaste, like that happened to me. So I was like, in my mind, I thought, that has to be what it is, changing my toothpaste. Don't even have to worry about my diet anymore because it's just my toothpaste. So this last week, I got two more.
Mm.
Okay, I don't know if I said this last time.
You might be eating really acidic foods.
I don't really eat acidic foods.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But when I get canker sores, it's literally like maybe one, maybe two a year. And it's like if I'm stressed or traveling or not sleeping a lot. So I've had, I think, 8 in the last like 2 months.
Yeah.
And they're awful. Like to the point where it just hurts to like sit there. And so.
On the inside of your mouth, I assume?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's cold sores, which are on the outside of your mouth. I've never had one of those. And then there's canker sores, which are like in your gums and tissue, I guess, in the inside of your mouth.
Cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks, lips. And so I was talking to my friend, and I guess we like randomly started talking about it, and she had had the same problem and went to a doctor who does like integrative medicine where they like take your blood and see like what you're deficient in, what vitamins. And so I have an appointment to go today because I cannot, if another canker sore comes into my mouth within the next year, I might have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
How long do they last?
Like at least a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And mine have lasted like a week and a half to 2 weeks. So
and food also causes pain and discomfort?
Anything, like breathing.
Oh, gosh.
And like brushing my teeth, at this point, I've had to just, like, put numbing medicine on there just to be able to brush my teeth because it hurts so bad.
Isn't it funny how, like, you get something like that and you forget how grateful you are just to, like, eat something without pain?
Yeah.
Like, it's when I had my pain when I peed, I was like, I will never forget this day because when I can pee in peace again, I'm going to be the happiest woman alive.
I know. It's like simple things.
Simple
like that.
Things, yeah.
We never appreciate that. Like, yeah. I do that too. Like, when I feel sick, like, oh, I just want to feel normal again. Can I just feel normal again? Yeah. And then when you do, you're not like, this is awesome.
I know. Gotta
but
live
we
at
should.
A level
10. We should appreciate that.
Yeah.
Every time I'm sick, I'm like, I will never take feeling well for granted again. Then I feel great. Just throw those grateful feelings out the window.
I know. If this doctor cures you of your canker sores, you need to write him a Yelp review and thank
it's
him a
woman.
Lot. Her. Thank her a lot because that's where I'm at in life. Like, man.
Yelp reviews?
Yelp reviews.
That's where I'm at in life.
Yelp reviews to everybody and calling them back and saying, thank you for taking care of me.
Well, you have posted doctor reviews lately, haven't you?
I've been like going crazy on doctor reviews.
Well, I think the thing is, my friend was like, what if she tells you that the Dr. Pepper is causing
that was my next question.
what do I do?
You stop drinking Dr. Pepper.
Y'all act like that's so easy.
Well,
okay, then keep the canker sores and keep eating in pain.
Maybe there's a balance.
Tanya and I, neither one of us have touched a Dr. Pepper in
20 years.
At least for me.
Well,
it's probably 25
like a
for me.
Sorry. Like, you know?
Honestly, okay, can't remember the last Dr. Pepper I ever
did. It is easy to stop. That's what I'm saying is I stopped soda. It was easy.
That is a lie. It was not easy.
It was easy.
Everyone I've talked to is like, it's really hard. At first.
For me, it was a caffeine issue. I've always had stomach issues, and I've kind of got it under control because I figured out what was causing it. But at the time, I didn't know. So in around 94, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, caffeine causes a lot of these problems. You should try taking it out. Now, I was doing morning radio then, like I'm doing it now. So I was like, oh, that's going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. But I did it, and it was fine. And I was still drinking Sprite and caffeine-free sodas for a few years. And then I realized, mm-hmm, I don't even like Sprite.
Yeah,
I was
Sprite's
in a bar
gross.
In Phoenix. I remember this with my friend Kurt. We were in Phoenix, and I was at a bar, and he ordered me a Sprite. And I was like, this is gross. I don't even like Sprite. I'm done. I'm done with soda. And that was it. That was March of 97.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I used to drink it as, like, my hangover. Like, whenever I was hungover, I just wanted soda. Like, all I wanted was soda.
That's all I
And then I graduated college, and I was like, where's the kombucha at?
Oh, wow.
Did you quit soda for health reasons?
No.
Just because it didn't have the urge anymore?
I just was like, this is really bad for me.
Do you think
I guess
not,
it is health reasons.
I guess so, yeah.
Do you think me not graduating college is the reason why I still live my life as if I could go back to college?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we should throw you like a fake graduation.
Fun. Why are you that excited? That is not that great of an
Tanya's
idea.
Tanya's eyes got really big on that one,
that
everybody.
That could be super fun. My college graduation was so fun. I was wasted. Is that bad to say?
No, I think it's common.
No,
it was like 8 a.m.
Like so, oh.
My parents were like, we're at the north side of the whatever amphitheater. And I was like, me too. And I was on the total other side of it.
I like literally can't imagine you how you were in college because you're so not like that. No.
I still get loosey-goosey, just few and far between.
It is very few. Well, you know, the last time you were loosey and goosey, you were also quite emotional that I experienced.
Yeah.
Loosey-goosey came with a lot of feelings.
A lot of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if the doctor says you're deficient in all vitamins because you don't eat vegetables and you don't eat enough, you eat a lot of hash browns from McDonald's, will this change your whole kind of outlook? Will it change your diet, change your plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be something. If she's like, this is what's causing the canker sores, and if you do this, then it's like, what?
Hold on. This is the problem with our society right now.
Oh, no.
Mark is projecting something onto you right now.
Something negative?
Yes. Who knows what it could be? The doctor could say nothing. It could be absolutely nothing. There's nothing you can do about
throwing
it.
Throwing in hypotheticals.
But now we're throwing in these hypotheticals, and this is all we do with our heads. What if this? What if this? Go to your doctor, see what they say, and then we move on from there.
What I'm saying is that a person with Becca's diet and lifestyle ends up having a wake-up call at some point. And canker sores are a great wake-up call because the other ones are a lot worse. Right?
I'm just saying this is what's wrong with our world. We try and fix the problem before we know what the problem is, and we get in our heads, and we have all these different things.
Are you good? Like, are we all safe in here with you? Tanya's eyes are literally so large right now. Her hands are moving frantically.
But do you guys not see that this is what we do?
Okay.
As a society?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how we're, like, made. Like, I think it's not just society now. I think it's worse now because you have Google and you're, like, able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but it's, like, what
I
if, what if, what if?
I Googled canker sores and, like, let me just tell you, I could be dying soon if I go off those, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We need to wait and see what the
that's
doctor says.
That's why I finally booked a doctor's appointment after 2 months of canker sores.
I was just suggesting she stop eating hash browns so often, but.
That's what's wrong with this. That's wrong.
Okay, all right. Becca, you mentioned that brushing your teeth was, you have to do it a certain way.
Yes.
With your sores.
Weirdly, this is a great intro to our next sponsor, Quip, that we talk about all the time. Because I have an electric toothbrush that I travel with, and it is a little more aggressive. And then Quip is way more gentle, and it's the only toothbrush I've been able to use specifically with these canker sores. I use it all the time anyway, but when I travel, I take another one so that it doesn't, you know, get travel-y.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help clean your teeth. And its built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with that guiding, like, the pulses that remind you when to switch sides.
Yeah, it's really cute, too. If Apple were to create a toothbrush, it would look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have noticed that it's the only toothbrush where I'm not destroying my gums when I use it. It gives just the right amount of vibration without feeling like it's overwhelming or hurting me.
They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule, so every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide.
And they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers that use Quip every day.
Yep, so Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca.
That's getquip.com/Becca.
How long will we do this show before a sponsor chooses the promo code Tanya?
Well, I think we all talked about this. Like, we all, as in the Facebook group.
Because
they were like, when is the, you know, that was kind of discussed, I think right around the time the name changed. And everyone said that everyone, like, the Becca tone. But Tanya would sound...
It also makes it easy to remember.
And, like, Tanya can be spelled different ways.
That's true.
You know?
I, Tanya, was with an O.
Well, so can Becca.
And people have spelled it T-A-N-I-A.
I've seen that, sure.
Oh, yeah. I've
seen
that. Maybe 2019, you know?
Yeah,
know.
Maybe. Tanya moved.
Oh, did she?
We mentioned it a little bit earlier, but go ahead.
So there's a apartment in my complex that's also open. And I thought, how great would it be if Becca Tilly were to move into my apartment complex and we'd be back to being neighbors. We would not share a wall. So it's not like the old days, but we're basically,
it's literally maybe just as close. The doors are just as close.
The doors are just as close. And it's, I measured it. It's three gigantic steps from my door.
I would like wake up. It'd be like 4 a.m. and all I hear is like Charlie Puth blasting. I'm like,
and then you'd hear those three steps. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom. All right, here we
there
go.
She comes. Wouldn't that be awesome, though? They were just showing it yesterday while I was moving in. And I was like, Becca, they're showing it today.
Yeah. No, I would love to live in the complex with you. I'm just looking for more. I need more room than what it has.
Well, you have roommates.
Yeah, but they're going to be out soon.
Oh, really?
I think.
So you're planning on having your own place again?
Yeah.
And the place in Tanya's building is not as big as your current place. Is that the issue?
Right.
How would you feel about living in the valley?
I'm not opposed to living in the valley. It's cute. The location's really great. She sold me because one of my favorite ice cream places is like walkable. So there was
right by it yesterday and said, you know what? Becca could do this.
We were on a few of the other streets close to Tanya's apartment. And we were like seeing if any of them had open units. So we called and there's this one place, and then she was like, look how close you are to Trader Joe's and blah blah blah. And then we passed and it was like McConnell's, which is my favorite ice cream, and I was like, I should look at this place. I should.
Did you look at it?
No,
you can't. But yesterday I went by the farmer's market because, you know, I love to go to the farmer's market on Sundays. And I was like, I'm probably going to have to come back to the Brentwood one once a month to stock up on my favorite soups because I love my soup lady. Guess what my new farmer's market has?
A soup lady.
The same soup lady.
Whoa.
She goes to both?
Yeah,
it's not. They are, I guess, three women that work for the company.
Oh.
So now they're in two locations. I was like, is this not a sign or what?
Yeah. I feel like you're really going to like it there.
I think so, too.
Becca, let me get your opinion on this. Tanya wants to give gifts and a note to all of her new neighbors.
Yeah. I literally asked her. I was like, are you going to like bake cookies for the whole complex? She's like, I think I'm going to go get like some candy or something cute and leave like a little note and be like, hi, I'm Tanya. I'm your new neighbor. I'm like, I would expect nothing less.
That's actually a perfect note. Hi, I'm Tanya. I'm your new neighbor.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's the end of the note.
XO or heart, Tanya.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tanya. I'm your new neighbor, Tanya.
Enjoy these treats.
Enjoy these treats.
Okay. And what are the treats?
I'm going to get some
can't do anything hand-baked.
No,
you can't? Because I would think muffins or something would be a sweet thing, or cupcakes.
The world's too dangerous to make homemade.
Yeah.
Especially in L.A.
We got, our neighbors made us treats. They're
lucky
delish.
You're lucky you're still alive today.
You're all still alive.
I'm riddled with canker sores ever since. But so candy.
Yeah. June, March.
Sorry. Candy.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't know about candy. Like what kind of candy?
Like chocolates like wrapped candy. Like I was gonna go to this really cute like chocolatier or whatever and get like just like wrapped candy.
Okay.
No.
Well, she don't. It's not a big. Complex. So it's not like she's having to go.
There's 100. There's like 12 of us.
Okay. And you've met some of these people?
I've met some.
And how's that gone?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. There was some people.
Yeah.
Some people coming to see one of the open ones yesterday, and I was like poking my head out, and there was like one cute couple, and I was like, oh, they're so cute. They probably have so many friends. And
but
like,
that's Becca's place. So don't you want to sabotage it a little bit?
Yeah, but I mean, my hope's kind of gone with this one. I've sent her videos. I mean, there's only so much I can do.
She's offered to pay for it. It's like, what else am I going to do?
Are there any? She's going to buy you the pay your rent?
My mom yesterday was like, oh, that'd be so great if Becca moved in here. I was like, probably not going to happen, but girl can dream.
Are there any potential guys of interest in this building?
I don't think so. It seems to be more couples and like family. Mm-hmm. But there is one pair that live next door to me that are, this is what I hear through the grapevine. They're not together.
We talked about this on
but
the last
they're,
podcast.
Yeah, they're not together, but they're roommates, a guy and a girl.
That's interesting.
Best friends since they were like whatever.
That's fascinating.
I have
to me.
Not met them yet.
I don't understand that.
We got some, can you look it up on the Facebook group? Someone said, because we teased it last week, and they said, there were like some stories about living together as just like roommates.
Platonic roommates.
I will look into that.
So
after
I haven't met them yet, but.
Talk about HelloFresh, and then we're going to talk to Nia Jax. We'll get to that in a second. But first.
HelloFresh might be the thing that saves my canker sores.
This is true because it is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy a healthy, fresh meal.
Nutritious.
Yes.
And there's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. So each week, there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you're really in a hurry and don't have more time than that. And then you can rediscover the excitement of cooking while you're using HelloFresh. Global Eats option bring authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for exciting new meals, which is a new thing. Or I haven't seen that yet. I haven't tried it yet, which makes me very excited. But HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient and not really a chore, because that's normally how I feel about cooking.
Yeah. Well, all the ingredients, they come pre-measured and handy, like labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. And there are many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. You get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping.
So for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off of your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/BeccaT60 and enter code BeccaT60. That's HelloFresh.com/BeccaT60 and enter BeccaT60 for $60 off your first three boxes. It's like receiving six meals for free, essentially.
Wow.
So HelloFresh.com/BeccaT60 and enter code
BeccaT60.
That's BeccaT60.
Nice.
We have someone really awesome on the show today. We have Nia Jax on the phone with us. Nia, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm surprised you guys even want to talk to me.
What? Well, we know that you were a People's Choice nominee.
Like you guys.
And, okay, I didn't know if you knew or not, so I was like going to ease that in there.
We're all on the same crew pitching for it, right? People's Choice Awards.
That's right.
Every time I go, do you vote for yourself every single day?
Not going to lie, I did for like the first week, and then I keep forgetting.
Oh.
Just because I have like, I'm not kidding you, I'm literally like in a different state or country every other day. So
oh, wow.
My time zones are just off, and I'll be like, oh crap, I got to vote.
Because I've been like aggressively voting every day on like a lot of emails, and our categories are like right next to each other, like
ooh,
on the little dial. So every time I go to vote, sometimes it'll send me to your guys's category. So I feel like I'm very familiar with your category.
Oh, dude, my category is stacked.
The competition is fierce. It's a really awesome like category to be nominated in.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. At first, when I was told, you're kidding me, right? I didn't believe that. I thought it was a joke. I'm like, yeah, right. I was literally in the middle of my workout, and like, I got a text message from one of our girls, JJ, and she was like, hey, guess who got nominated for a People's Choice Award? And I was like, not me. And then she was like, no, girl, you did. And I kept going through my sets, like my workouts, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Check my phone again, like a minute later, and she like sent me the actual link, and it had my face on it. And I was like, what? I'm like, yeah. Do they know who they, like, what? Huh?
No, they knew.
Well, do you consider yourself a game changer?
So that's a hard, like, okay, so. Me, I don't want to be cocky and be like, heck yeah, I do. I consider myself a game changer. Like, it's more of like, I understand why I'm in the category or what I've been doing, but I've never really sat there and thought like, I'm going to go change the game. I kind of always just been like somebody who's like, I'm just going to go do my thing and like live my truth. And hopefully I help others on the way. But like, I never really, now that I sit back and think like, wow, I didn't realize it was like game changing, but
I think that's
cool,
like when that's when the magic happens. It's when you're being your authentic self, you know, like you're just being you. That's all you know how to do, but you're having such an impact on people. That's really cool.
Well, I want it for those of you who don't watch the show or know Naya, can you explain why you've been nominated in this category for our listeners who like what has made you a game changer? And when you talk about being yourself, what that means?
So I'm on WWE Raw, which is every Monday night on the USA Network, and I'm also on Total Divas, which is on the E Network, and basically, I guess you can say I'm one of the first ever like plus size women like athletes to be on Total Divas for one, but you know, the first ever Raw Women's Champion that's been a plus size woman, and I guess I can consider me changing the game because I'm living my truth. I'm just being myself. Like I promote the message of always being who you are, being proud of who you are, and not letting anybody or anything like make you feel less than.
Yeah.
And it's something that I promote when I go out in the ring, and I'm an athlete. So I go out there and I show what my body can do and show that my body has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Total Divas, people see like my craft, dirty mouth, like, you know, I'm out in like a two piece or whatever, like rocking a bikini with my butt cheeks and like, you know, back fat hanging out. Like, I'm literally just being me. So if they like that, they like that. If they don't, I'm okay with it too.
Well, I think everyone is in that. I think we've kind of turned a corner in the sense of everyone's wanting more of that, you know, like everyone's kind of tired of the, well, I think just body shaming in general, whether it's plus size or if people are saying someone's too skinny, I think there's just a sense of everyone's kind of tired of that and wanting people to just like show themselves and like be themselves without there being filters or, you know, anything beyond that. So I think it's really awesome. And I think you absolutely deserve to be nominated in the category where you're nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. It was crazy because I remember, like, you know, wrestling's such a huge, like, it's a big, like, I feel like pastime in you know, in families in America. And when we have WrestleMania, it's a huge, huge deal for us. And I will never forget when I went to WrestleMania, my first WrestleMania 32 in Orlando, I was meeting fans. Like, we get to meet fans. It's called Access. Like, a big, it's almost like Comic-Con, but, like, for wrestling. And fans would come up to me and just, like, they'd, like young kids would tell me how much I had an impact on them just being myself and like appreciating who I am and not letting anybody make me feel like bad about who I am. And then I went home like later that night and I was just like, it's crazy the impact I'm having. And I decided to post a picture of myself in a bathing suit because when I wrestle, I wear a full body suit. Mm-hmm. And like nobody, you know what I mean? I don't show a lot of skin, but like just because I feel comfortable in that when I wrestle. And so I decided to post a bathing suit picture and not just like preach about like, this is me, like take it. But it's almost like I am just, we only go around this place once, right? There's, mm-hmm. you only get one chance at life. Like, I'm not going to sit here and feel bad about who I am. I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Nobody should actually go through life constantly worrying about like what they wear, what they look like. They should be able to go in life and achieve their goals, go out for what they want and know that what they're doing and what they're wearing and who they are is just perfect the way they are. And that's when I was like, I'm going to make this post. And like, I felt so strongly about it, not thinking like anybody would care. Mm-hmm. And then it literally like, went viral, and I was like, what the heck? That's when I was like, like, what did I do? But it's cool. It's an amazing thing, and I'm really, really happy about it.
I mean, we're looking at the photo now. Your body is insane.
It is so awesome, and I think that it's really cool, too, because, like you're saying, everybody says, you know, you're the next whoever, you're like the next whatever, but you're just you, you know, like everybody just needs to be themselves. And I think, you know, everybody's really embracing that right now. And you know what? You deserve, we got to rally. We got to get you some votes, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I do not mind that. I'm like, come on. But then I was sitting here thinking like, is it one of those awards where I have to like go up and accept and like give a speech?
We don't even know, do we?
Yeah, we're not quite sure, but you better believe that I have manifested the ish out of our acceptance speech.
Did you?
I think Tanya's written our acceptance speech. It'll be one of the things where I don't really get a word in because Tanya has been planning this for months.
Oh, yeah. I've like written it and I've imagined us like saying it. Oh, yeah.
Memorize it. She has it locked down. It's like repeated before she goes to sleep every night.
Yeah. And I doubt they'll even, not even like televise our category for sure. But the fact that I've already manifested it means like it will happen.
I would have
a speech ready because you're in a big time category. And I think that that'll be a category, especially where they're going to want to acknowledge that.
For sure.
And if people want to know, Naya is up for Game Changer of 2018, which recognizes an athlete who's had a social and professional impact this year. She's up against Allie Raisman, Cristiano Ronaldo, Serena Williams, and Colin Kaepernick. It's quite
Thanks
a category.
Thanks for reminding me. Why are you right here reminding me? I guess I know. I have competition.
No,
I get it.
But that's such, I mean, that is like a strong crew to just like to be in that category
totally.
Is really, really cool.
I'm completely honored. I'm just sitting here going like, holy cow. Like I look up to every single athlete and in the category. I'm like, holy crap. I can distinctly remember watching every single one of them and being like, damn, they're amazing. You know, and then being in a category with them, I'm like, holy crap, there's no way. And then I'm like, you don't want me live on a microphone getting an award that I'm not even like sure I should get. I'm going to be like, get the bleep button ready because I will definitely be like getting like a fine from the SEC, like bleeping the crap, you know. Ugh.
Same What's with Tanya. Gonna work out with
But
Tanya.
Also, there were 12 people nominated in this category.
Yes,
and you're in the
finalist.
Top five already.
Oh my gosh. I'm sweating over here. I'm literally sweating.
But you know what you should do? You really should today vote for everybody in the category so they all have one vote from you because that's really good karma.
Solid. You know what? I'm all about that. I do that sometimes. Like if I really don't like somebody, like deep down, I want to like go and just like say something bad. I always make sure I find something good about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it like eases me to be like, okay, there's no need to be, this is like, first of all, hate only hurts you, not anybody else.
Mm-hmm. True.
And so that's why you're right. I need to go and like find some and do that. I'm going to do that today.
Like I think I voted for everyone in our podcast category once, but I've voted for our show like maybe a million times.
What if by chance like they win by one vote and you're like,
I've already talked to her about this.
Beck, I got to talk into.
She's been lectured on this already.
Yeah. After the lecture, I spent 2 hours the next day in bed just voting straight for 2 hours.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love how you're saying like when you said aggressive, like I felt that. You're like all my emails. I'm like, dang, girl. Okay.
I know you're traveling a lot, but are you in town tomorrow in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles? No, actually, I'm not. I'm currently right now I'm in Philadelphia because we have Raw tonight here in Philadelphia. And tomorrow we'll be home in Orlando for like a day before I have to fly out again.
Okay. Well, we're having a voting party at Planet Blue in Santa Monica. So I was going to invite you to come and have people vote for you too, but we can tell them ourselves.
Yeah, we'll let them know.
Yeah. since they're on the website.
Yeah, verbally. Dang, man. That sounds like fun.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. I know that you're super busy traveling like crazy, but thank you and congratulations on your nomination.
There's always congratulations to you guys. I'm going to go and vote for you right now.
Yay, thank you. Vote. Girl power.
Yes, for sure. And like, I can't wait. And I really like, if you don't get up there and do the speech, I feel like you should just do it anyway. And like, put it out there so everybody can hear it.
No, we'll put it on Instagram.
No, we'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah. I will do it on the podcast.
Yeah, do it on the podcast because I really want to hear it.
Oh, amazing. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
See you there. If we're going, we don't know.
She can tell she's very real. Doesn't hold back, which I like.
Me too.
Did you guys tell everybody about Planet Blue yet?
We should get into it more now.
Yeah.
Because this is a good segue to it, and I can help you.
All right. Amy is in the building, everybody.
What? I'm here. I'm always here. I'm just doing behind the scenes.
Well, it's like Easton. Easton was just in here on his way to Jana. Amy's also kind of going.
We have three shows going at the same time today.
We are a busy bunch
here. We are a podcast
factory.
Yes. We've got more coming.
Yeah. So as Tanya briefly mentioned, we are having a voting party tomorrow at Planet Blue in Santa Monica.
Which is Tuesday. So if you're listening on Tuesday, it's tonight.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening on Tuesday, it's tonight. If you're listening today on Monday, it's tomorrow.
And if you're listening on Wednesday, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed a great party. But basically, you have all the details, but.
I do, because I wanted to surprise you guys. I didn't want to make it, you guys have to throw your own party. So we're throwing a really fun party at Planet Blue in Santa Monica.
I am not against throwing our own party to vote. Are you kidding?
And if you look on KTLA tomorrow morning, you'll see Becca and Tanya, too, if you're in L.A. This is mostly for people in L.A., but we're having a party at Planet Blue in Santa Monica. Everybody come. The whole store is going to be 20% off. So if you have some shopping to do, we're going to have Baked by Melissa cupcakes. We have this amazing cake that I'm going to surprise you guys with. We have Sweeties cookies that have Becca and Tanya's faces.
I'm so excited.
And Planet Blue is like being so awesome. They're bringing in like this amazing jewelry designer that's going to do a trunk show. And like, they're just super stoked to have everybody come out. So come out. And then we'll have our team will be there with phones and computers to help people vote the whole time.
Yeah, I'll be voting the whole time.
Yeah, Tanya's not against it. Socializing, but also very busy voting on the computers.
Yep. Texted Becca last night and said, did you remember to vote?
And if you have questions, just email us at scrubbingin. Is that what it is?
Yes. That's what
scrubbingin at iHeartMedia.com.
Yeah.
Do we say what time?
Oh, 5:30 to 7:30.
5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October
16th
at Planet Blue in Santa Monica. We want to meet everyone. There's discounts being offered. There's cookies, there's cupcakes, and there's us.
Yeah, so bring yourselves and bring your boyfriend or husband or significant others and parents' email addresses.
Speaking of clothing, let's talk about Beta Brand.
Mm-hmm.
I believe on the Facebook group, some people mentioned that they ordered them and they love them. Mm-hmm. So that it was like one of the best purchases they've made. Beta Brand is an online clothing community that's based in San Francisco. We've talked about it. They have the dress pant yoga pant that is basically a super comfortable dress pant that you can wear to work. You can wear it anywhere because it feels like you're wearing yoga pants.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people in their work world, they can't just wear yoga pants.
No, they can't.
But they want to be comfortable. Dress pants are not comfortable until Beta Brand.
Okay, so they have a bunch of different styles. They have the boot cut, the straight leg, the cropped, leggings, and more. They have black, navy, gray, khaki, and they also have seasonal and limited edition colors that's released monthly. And they have selections for every shape and every size.
Mm-hmm. So if you visit betabrand.com, do you know who's obsessed with her Beta Brands, by the way?
Who?
Sierra Marquina.
And really?
Yes. Oh. She is a fan of her.
Does she have the tuxedo? I loved the tuxedo. It has sort of the stripe down the side.
She does not have the tuxedo. Hers are all black, but she is always raving.
Now, did she know about them before, or did she get them because of you guys?
Guess what, girl?
She got them because of you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, that warms my heart.
She's engaged.
She's engaged. She's a big scrubber. She's very excited. She's all very excited about the morning show crossover tomorrow.
Oh,
she's
going
to get everything on digital. She's like, we need the scrubbing and logo behind Ryan in New York. Like, we need the scrubbing and logo behind Ryan. I was like,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah. She's on top of it.
Yeah.
So the great thing about Beta Brand is the fit, the feel, the comfort. You can visit betabrand.com and use our code Becca to get 20% off of your Beta Brand pants. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. That's betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com. Use our code Becca and get 20% off your dress pant and yoga pants. That's betabrand.com and promo code Becca.
We have an anonymous email here. Who needs your advice? Becca and Tanya. What? Paging. Paging.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot.
Paging Dr. Tilly and Dr. Rad.
She says, 2 years ago, I saw a cute boy in the library, went up to him and asked him to study with me. I could tell he was shy, so I asked him if he wanted to meet at the bars later that night. 2 years later, we're still together, and he's told me how happy he is that I made the first move. There's only one negative. We never talk about our future. I feel like it's not normal to never talk about it, not even once. He does hint at a future by, for example, in my birthday cards, he writes, can't wait to spend every birthday with you. But what if we're on completely different pages about the future and we'll never know because he doesn't like talking about it? We're only 24. Should I just chill? I don't like bringing things like this up because I know he feels uncomfortable. Thanks for your input. I seriously love you all so much.
I've been corresponding with her back and forth. I said, can you do a little of both? A little bit of chill and a little bit of ask what you need to ask.
That's great advice, actually. I was going to say, I think that needs to just be a conversation where you say, hey, I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. I'm not like pressuring you into anything, but I didn't want there to be, I'm having expectations and you don't have any plans of fulfilling those expectations. So I just wanted to have a conversation about it. They're young. And he does, can't wait to spend every birthday with you.
The part that made me a little nervous when I was reading her email was that she's sort of walking on eggshells or doesn't want to bring it up. And I find, and you guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If we lose ourselves, walk on eggshells, mm-hmm. that becomes a big problem where right now it's just a little thing. So I was trying to figure out if she could satisfy some of what she wants to ask, but still being chill.
Can I, as a guy, go ahead, Tanya, and then the guy is going to give his perspective.
If you have zero chill, be zero chill. Like, if, you know what I mean? It's just like, I think we're so in our head about things. And like, I get it. Like, I'm a lot of a person, like personality, like I'm a lot, but I'm not going to stop being a lot because I'm like scared that the guy, like I'm going to scare him off or like, you know what I mean? Everyone keeps saying, oh, you need to not talk about guys you're dating. And I'm like, that's my life. And that's what I choose to do. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And guess what? The one that's meant for me is just going to hop on board and ride the train with me.
I got to say, I like it, Tanya. I think you'll be happier than people that are holding back and twisting and bending like a pretzel and taking some breadcrumbs.
I don't know. I think there's like a balance of like in certain situations, because you have to be able to meet someone else's needs when you're in a relationship. So if he's not ready to plan out his future, he shouldn't have to plan out the future just because that's what she wants to do.
Also an excellent point. This is why I love you both. Keep going. It's so interesting.
I'm interested to hear the guy's perspective.
Look, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you like it is. Everything's fine. Everything is exactly where it needs to be. And you need to get out of your head. Because he said to you, I can't wait to spend every birthday with you. That's huge. That was him telling you, I am on the same page as you. You don't need to have a seat and talk about it and look into each other's eyes and get out a calendar and plan everything out.
Oh, so
he's not ready for that. He told you everything you need to know with that sentence in that birthday card. He is on board. The more you talk about it, the more uncomfortable he's going to get, and you're going to push him away. He's 24. You're 24. When you're 27, 28, if you're starting to freak out a little bit, okay. But for now, everything is exactly where it's supposed to be. He probably even has in his head a time when this is going to culminate in a glorious proposal. But he's not ready to talk about that because you shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, but at what year? Like, some girls are like, I don't want to wait around for so many years. At what point?
He's giving you no signs that he's not on board. In fact, he's giving you signs he is on board.
I'm with, I really, each all of y'all, has a great perspective on this, which brings us back to, well, then what? Because I agree with Tanya, I agree with Becca, and I agree with Mark. So what do we do?
I'm just telling you where he's coming from.
I'll tell you what Anonymous does. She does what's inside Anonymous's gut. Because that's what's wrong with society.
Oh, my God.
Everybody keeps telling her. Yeah,
we'll see
horse.
What she says next week. This week, she's saying, be who you are. Don't change for anyone. Next week, we'll see where she's at.
Yeah, I'm like, the guy that I'm dating really likes Star Wars, so I'm going to go see the movie.
I'm going to watch every Star Wars movie because that's what he likes.
No, I mean, I do think that there's something a little bit of, like, obviously, like, I don't like sports, but if I date someone and they love basketball, I'm inevitably going to watch basketball. But guess what? I'm going to freaking sing Ariana Grande during the commercials. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to put my spin on it.
Guys don't like these conversations, and it's not just because guys are commitment phobic. It's because
Yeah, exactly.
It's an uncomfortable conversation, but also when he proposes, when he drops onto one knee, he wants you to cry. He wants you to be totally taken by surprise. So if you're talking about everything in the future, that takes away so much of that. He doesn't want to, he just wants to go with it.
So here's what I'm thinking. And I forgot her name. What's her nice
Anonymous.
Name?
Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous. Yeah. Beautiful. So here's
a lovely name.
Gorgeous name. Many of our listeners have it. Here's what I'm thinking, Mark, Tanya, Becca. She's got to find confidence in herself, which is in my 44 years, I'm learning is the key to feel happy and content and satisfied and not let her head get the best of her. She should still be authentic, not walk on eggshells. If she needs to ask something, ask it. But the overthinking
right.
that we women do, that you men do not do at all, has to stop.
Live in the moment. Are you happy now? If you are, great.
That is an excellent Zed song.
I'm just saying.
Happy now.
My whole thing, though, in her defense, is after 2 years of not having a conversation of, you know, do you see... like this going to where we're getting married? Like, do you see us just as dating for a long time? Do you see us getting married? I'm going to want to have that conversation after a certain amount of time.
I thought you started out as the one that was kind of like, you got to bend and you got to meet people halfway.
So I'm saying she has to, like, don't freak out and be like, lose your chill, but also be like, this is what I need. Just a short conversation.
See, then I'm back to, she's right. Like, everybody in this room is giving me an excellent
You're
perspective.
You're happy now. He's happy now. Be happy now.
But what I'm saying is, how long does she, what if it's 7 years from now?
And well, maybe. Like,
but then you'll worry about that 7 years from now.
When that's she's not happy.
That's a 2025 conversation.
Yeah. When she's not happy now.
I'm not waiting that long before.
Okay, but no.
Yeah,
okay, it's not 7 years, but it's not today. Today, everything's great.
So what, you're sweeping it under the rug?
There's nothing to sweep under the rug.
If she's not feeling confident, she's sweeping it under the rug.
If I'm getting a new mattress before this conversation happens, we have issues. Got that 10-year warranty. Yeah. So Anonymous, you got to have this conversation before I get a new mattress.
I think everything's fine. Like, I don't think there's anything to worry about in the sense that he's breaking up with you or anything like that. I agree with Mark on that. I do think if you're in your head about it and having a conversation face-to-face would make you feel better, you deserve to have the conversation.
Okay, so what if you did it where you talk about something in the future in a more casual way?
Yeah,
like,
when are we having babies?
That's a little much.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is necessarily, but maybe you talk about where he sees himself, like, job-wise. Where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Like, what's next for you? Like, I don't know. There's a way to talk about your future that's not going to scare him.
But why should it scare him if he said, I'm going to spend every birthday with you?
I agree. He's on board. This has been my point all along.
So what's the her in a conversation
this
if she
is
needs that?
Literally why relationships are hard. Uh-huh. This conversation, because there is no answer. Oh, and I'm really struggling right now because in my life, I find that I'm letting my overthinking get the best of me. And so I want to tell everybody, stop it.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you can have a conversation and that settles you, have the conversation. I'm not saying you have to do it weekly.
Okay, here's the problem. She's happy. He's happy. She has the conversation. He's no longer happy.
Mark, she wrote in asking for advice.
And I'm giving her advice. I'm saying everything's fine. Stop overthinking it.
We're screwing this poor girl because we've given her four totally different things.
Mine is his point of view. His point of view is that everything's cool. Don't rock the boat.
Why is having a conversation rocking the boat?
Because guys don't like those conversations.
That's a problem.
Well, maybe.
Can we settle on where I started, which was be a little bit chill and ask your questions.
Depends
it was
on the
pretty
questions.
Good.
Because there are questions that will drive him into a whole spiral.
And guess what? I'm a fan of all those questions.
Oh my God.
Hashtag don't care.
Anonymous, everyone has a good point here. Don't listen to Tanya's advice today.
I think I'm the only person in this room that's like super single. So maybe don't choose my advice. Yeah. But I'm happy. Single but happy.
You know, I've started asking people this question, and I would love to ask Becca and Tanya before they move on. What makes you the happiest each day? What is something that happens in your life that really makes you happy every day?
Getting up.
Good answer.
Hmm.
Getting up? Like just being up?
Wow. I start every day so freaking happy. And I honestly, like, it's something I mentally chose a while ago. I was in like a dark hole. And I was like, I'm healthy. I have a good job. I have great friends. Like, what am I doing? And I was like, I'm gonna make a point to wake up just super, like, as cheesy it sounds, grateful for the day. And I wake up just super happy, and then that's when it can go downhill.
Starts great,
but it starts really good. Yeah,
how about you?
I would say like Phoebe.
I thought you might say that.
Phoebe and like eating.
Really? Yeah. no, I love it. Tell me like, tell me more. So like Phoebe gives you sort of that sense of calm, or
like her smell or something really calms me. And just like, she's like, just like her job is to just make sure that we're all happy, you know, like my sisters and I.
Yeah.
My sisters and myself.
My sisters and me.
And then eating is just like, obviously, like, what's better than meal?
Let's talk about that. Then do you really enjoy when you're eating and what you're eating? Like, you don't rush through it, or just, you know, like, do you take a moment then?
You know, I think I take a first bite and I'm like, wow, I love this. You know, that thrills me. Also, you know what really makes me happy, and I wish I did it more, because every time I do it, I'm like, if I just took time to really do this, is going outside and feeling like fresh air. Mm. If I go on a walk or something.
Did Tanya just die?
Just choked.
Yeah, sorry, Tanya, I don't know what that was.
On her fresh air.
Fresh air that I was speaking of.
That's good. What about you, Mark?
When my kids give me a hug when I get home from work. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn runs up to me and hugs me. That's always wonderful. Allie's 12 now, so it's...
She's too cool.
She's getting there.
She's fist bumping you.
She's a little bit less excited from when I get home as she used to be. That, and at the end of the day when I change into my sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
That's
which I think
a good
is
one.
My equivalent of taking my bra off at the end of the day.
Wow.
It's like, I'm done.
Just taking pants off.
It's a great feeling. Yep. Yeah.
Since you all asked, let me tell you mine.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't know. What I've learned is, because over the last year, I've had some very high highs and some very low lows. And the high highs are a great thing, and the low lows are so brutal. So I really enjoy when I am like in my bed, eating some berries and chocolate, watching a show, and I realize 20 minutes have gone by and I have not, I'm going to cry, and I have not worried about something.
Mm. Mm-hmm. When you can turn your brain off and just enjoy something, a distraction.
It's like bliss, because you don't really experience calm like that, because your life isn't calm.
No,
you're like go all the time.
Yeah, and there's so much going on in there. Yeah. That's why I'm saying, like, this poor anonymous, like, stop overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, well, good times.
I felt that was cathartic. You needed that.
But it's so true. Like, we can really, like, get in our heads about so many things. It's like,
well, I like Becca's too. It's like on that walk when you just go outside for an hour, and I feel bad for the people that live somewhere where it's not California and you can't do that.
Yeah, for 6 months a year. Yeah, I grew up with that.
Rough.
I think it's also, I had a moment the other day where I think it was like that last Monday where it was like, I was stuck in traffic all day. Like, it was like, nothing was going how I needed it to go. And all of a sudden, I read a story about someone's mom who had cancer or something. And I was like, I'm going to start crying too. It's just like,
let it out.
I'm so lucky.
I know.
Like, the things that we get like upset about or let like get us down, it's like, we have so much to be. If you like sit there and think about the things that you have that a lot of people don't have, like, it can really turn your perspective around. And like, we're so like, our health and being able to have a job and being able to have a car and having electricity.
Yeah.
And, like, you just start thinking about the things that a lot of people don't have. And I think it changes your perspective really quickly. So
did I ever tell you that story? So obviously, I think for most of us in this room, our relationships are the most important thing to us. Mm-hmm. So this is years ago, but I had bumped into some girl. I don't even remember who it was. And she said, "Oh, how are you doing? The last time I saw you, you were so upset over that guy." And I said, "Who?" I have no memory of this whatsoever. And like, I try to hold on to that because it had probably been, let's say, 2 years since I'd seen her or whatever. And I have no memory of what she's talking about. And that is such a perspective we need to have. Whatever's just gutting you right now, it will get better.
Yeah. So true.
Wow. What's the quote? I think it's a John Lennon quote.
Time
where
heals everything.
Imagine all the people.
That's not the one. Everything will be okay in the end.
And if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yeah, that's it. I love that one.
It's true. It's like what I was telling, I feel like I said a couple podcasts ago when I was like, I feel like I question, I'm always like, where's my guy? Where's my guy? Where's my guy? And God's been so faithful in my life to deliver every relationship that I have in my life is there for a reason. You know what I mean? He's been so faithful in every single relationship that I've had, career-wise, friendship-wise. Why am I going to question that one? You know?
Tell me about it. I think the same thing. Like, why am I good at friends? Why am I good at work? Why am I good at school or whatever it is? It's like, why would I be so bad at this? Then the other thing I do think might help you two too, I don't know. Let's not hurt ourselves. Like, I literally am done with looking at someone's Instagram that's not going to help me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's a little bit of white knuckling it a little bit because you're like, I want to look. Why do I want to look? And then I literally say to myself, let's be nice to ourselves.
I had to unfollow Dr. W after we stopped dating each other. And he was kind of like, oh, you unfollowed me on Instagram. Kind of like, oh, that's really petty. But and it was not even from a petty place. It goes, I did not choose for this to end. I now need to get over it. And watching your stories isn't helping me do that. So for myself, I needed to unfollow you. Like, and that's my prerogative. Like, why would I be watching your stories if that's going to make me keep you in my head? Do you know what I mean?
Or just looking at your face.
Totally.
If you're like, your face is so handsome.
Right.
Speaking of...
I just choose to look at John Mayer's face and it helps me get over things.
Speaking of overthinking and speaking of social media and the distraction that it can be, this is an anonymous email. Have you ever stalked someone on Venmo, Tanya?
Her wheels are turning.
Smiling real big.
I love this already. I love Venmo.
I don't even get it.
Around August, I matched with a guy on Hinge that I knew from college. We talked for a while, eventually stopped because he never asked me out. About a month later, he reached out and apologized, said he went on a camping trip, didn't really have his phone. Well, one night I got very drunk and I just said to him, hey, are you ever going to ask me on a date? So we set a date to go to dinner. The night before our date, I was FaceTiming my friend who knows him from college. We had started listening to a new podcast, and the host talked about stalking guys on Venmo. So as a joke, I told my friend to look the guy up. Well, there's one girl he's exchanged very funny, flirty transactions with that I know. I know this girl from a mutual friend. Their last transaction was a month ago. We did some further creeping. He likes all her Instagrams. She likes all of his. So I called this mutual friend. And she says, I don't know. They were a thing. I'm not sure they're a thing anymore. Well, I've already canceled our date for tomorrow. What do you guys think I should do? I thought he was funny and cool.
Oh, no.
Should I assume him and the other girl are over? Should I stick to my gut that he's a scumbag double-teaming us?
Whoa.
I already know what I think.
Do it, Tanya. Start it off.
Yeah.
Go with your gut. If you think he's squirmy, bye.
Oh, see, I wasn't going that direction.
Okay, counterpoint.
I feel like when you date on Hinge, everyone's dating each other. Like, people are getting to know each other and dating each other. And it's Venmo. If they went out, he's not buying her. If he's Venmoing her.
That's
that means
very
like,
platonic. It seems very platonic.
Yeah, it seems very platonic.
You don't pay back the person you're dating, usually.
I mean,
I'll get you next time.
They're probably Venmoing like 50 cents. And like,
we don't know that.
I know, but it's probably like a flirty Venmo exchange. I don't like it.
Well, that was a month ago. Things can change in a month.
And he's liking all of her photos. What is wrong with people just talking to one person? Just getting to know one person at a time. Like, what the fuck?
He's not talking. We don't know that he's talking to anybody else. He might just be liking photos. There's nothing wrong with liking photos on social media. That's the whole point of it.
Every single photo of hers, he has to like every single photo
of
hers.
What if they're friends? If I have friends where I like every single photo, guy friends who I like every single photos of theirs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
No, it's
not. Are you saying she should only like one person's photos at a time in life?
Yes.
Like this month, I'm only liking this person's photos.
Yes.
No.
Are you joking?
You're high.
Crazy. That's literally crazy to me.
The valley has changed you.
No, I don't mean like you can only like one person's photos, but if you're liking every single photo on someone else's feed.
He's a single guy. He can do what he wants.
I feel like that's more consistent. I think it's more shady if you're like, if it's like a shirtless photo and you're liking that one.
That's different. Absolutely.
If you're liking your friend's photos.
If he's doing like softcore women bending over those Instagram photos, that's a totally different thing.
Totally. If it's just a friendly photo.
It's a friendly photo. And they're sending Venmos back and forth.
I don't think she should have canceled the date.
I agree.
I think she should have at least gone on and gotten a vibe with him in person rather than basing it off of Venmo exchange.
That's true. I do agree with you there. I think she should have gone on the date.
What can you base off a Venmo exchange? I mean, you still got to go. This is the problem with social media is we're developing an entire profile of this person. We've never met him before. I mean, she's met him, but she barely knows the guy.
Tough. Holy crap.
I know, but I'm telling you, I think it's because I sent you that screenshot of the DM that a listener sent me last night. And it's like all of these gut feelings I've had about these men and like they're coming to fruition. I'm like, I was right about that guy.
If you talk to someone and like have a chance to interact with them on a further basis than Hinge and Venmo stalking, they deserve a chance before you say that they're scumbag double teamer.
Now, the other side of that, I will say that if you are a single male or female listening to this, take note of this and know how your actions on social media are influencing people's feelings about you. Your flirty exchange on Venmo, the people you like on Instagram, everyone's judging you based on that, and that could affect your future relationships. I'm just throwing it out there.
I never thought Venmo could affect a future relationship.
But it all does. Yeah. Like they say, make sure you be careful because you might get a job someday and they might look at your Instagram. But you got to remember, everyone's looking at all your stuff.
All of it.
And they're all doing deep dives when they meet you. So you got to remember that's how you look. That is your profile. That is your brand.
And if that's what you're doing, then you need to be able to answer to it honestly and openly when you're confronted about it.
But like in this situation, he may have lost a potential date and a potential relationship because of the stuff he was doing on Venmo.
But
through no fault of his own.
Yeah. Without even knowing.
Right. We just all need to be aware of that.
Tony,
I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong.
No, this
really
is not
defensive.
Me. I'm just saying, like, obviously, the Venmo exchange wasn't like, oh, here's, like, a puppy and here's, like, a son. Like, I'm sure it was, like, a peach and an eggplant and, like,
you don't know
suggested.
That. No.
I mean, unless she tells us exactly what she saw, that is a hypothetical.
Very hypothetical.
This whole thing is a hypothetical. But I'm just saying, as an Anonymous's defense, they probably weren't benign Venmos.
I don't know you draw the line of benign or non-benign.
I'm looking at Tanya's Venmo feed right now.
Right, you'll
Let's see. Deposit to a management company.
Yeah.
That's nice that they accepted Venmo.
Yeah.
That is very nice. Any boys on here? Let's see.
No boys.
Easton Allen.
Whoa. Why are you sending Easton money?
He bought me a coffee.
He bought you coffee. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, if a guy saw this, he'd be like, who's Easton? He doesn't know you work with him.
Ooh.
Who's this guy that she's thanking for coffee? Some guy bought her coffee? Huh. I don't know about that. I'm not going to ask her out
Guess
after
what
all.
I do.
Oh, another Easton.
I make all of my Venmo exchanges private because I don't need everyone to know where my money's going or what it's going to.
Here's another Easton. Don't try me, it says.
Oh, because he tried to pay me.
Ooh, flirty.
Ooh, don't try
flirty.
Me.
Flirty. Doesn't say how much. Here's Easton paying Tanya. Gratuity.
Oh.
Now, if I'm a potential guy, I might think, I'm not going to go anywhere near this. She's clearly got something going on with this Easton fella.
She's being proven wrong.
There are no eggplants and peaches in exchange.
I just started scrolling.
There's coffee and...
You don't know there's eggplants in this situation. You made that up.
I'm done with this conversation.
I would like to be removed from this narrative.
Yeah, I would like to be removed. That's good.
All right, anything else before we go?
Yes, I feel like we should brainstorm some really cute questions for Ryan tomorrow.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
This
okay.
needs to be super good.
So in next week's podcast, our guest is Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, we want to know, if y'all want to send in questions.
We could do Ask a Guy and just fire off some a Guy to him.
That's good.
Okay. Ask a Guy. Let's do Ask a Guy.
So I'll put that in the Facebook group. We'll get some really good
ones. That's a great idea.
We can just do fire round. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we should have some questions just about him. And he's coming on to promote his new skincare line, Polished, with Dr. Lancer. So we'll talk to him about that. But then I feel like we can segue into, like, so your skin looks really good right now. How's your heart doing?
Oh, that's good.
So the way this is going to work, just so everyone's clear, is tomorrow morning on Kiss FM, Becca is going to be on. And so the first 5 minutes of the interview or so will be live on Kiss FM, which you can listen to on 102.7 in Los Angeles or on the iHeartRadio app. It's going to be around, what time do they tell you to be here?
8 o'clock a.m.
Okay. I'm thinking around 8:20 or so, probably Pacific time, this will be on Kiss FM. Then Ryan's going to go to commercial and maybe a song. And that'll give us like 8 minutes to talk off the air. And that's also going to be part of the interview on the podcast next week.
Right.
So that's how it's going to go. That's the logistics of it.
Yeah. So I think in the off-air portion, we could do the Ask a Guy.
Okay.
But we need to get some juicy goods on Kiss FM.
Okay. And that's where you come in.
Why am I coming in?
No, I meant the listener.
Oh. You were looking at me. There was a dead look in my eye.
I was. But
well,
I got
we are
going to
be the conduits, the vessels.
Right, but this is not my everyday job, the live radio show, so I don't want any pressure put on me.
Are you excited about that?
I'm
because
super excited.
There's about a million people listening at 8:20 in the morning.
I know, I'm real excited.
Should we wear our scrubs?
My Instagram handle on there.
Should we wear our scrubs?
Yes!
Yeah, we have our scrubs today.
Should we wear blue ones tomorrow?
Quite possibly. Got to find those.
Me
my
too.
My room's a disaster.
My room's in pieces. I don't know.
Your room will probably be set up and clean before mine is clean.
100%. I'm not sleeping until that stuff's put away. So that's exciting.
That's exciting.
And another exciting guest that we're going to have is Olivia Culpo.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited.
When is that?
She's traveling for like a week and then when she gets back.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So lots of things happening for scrubbing in. Mm-hmm. And when do we find out the next People's Choice Award situation?
Voting ends on October 19th.
That's this week. That's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, my gosh. We're here.
Have you been voting every day?
I did for a while.
That question was to the listeners, but good to know where you're at.
Wow.
We don't find out till the awards?
Till November, I don't think.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, I wanted to read a quote to leave just to take away for this Monday. It says, disappointing others doesn't mean that you are a disappointment.
Sad.
No, it's not sad. It's saying, like, just because you don't meet someone else's expectations doesn't mean that you're a disappointment.
Oh,
or that
got
you're
it.
Not good enough.
Got it.
I didn't get to finish the rest of the quote.
Yeah, I'm feeling like
never
there's
let
more.
Anyone make you believe you aren't worthy of making yourself a priority.
That's is this good. A thing? We're going to end the show with quotes because I don't hate it.
Is this a thing? I like it too. I just saw it and I was like, I think a lot of people need to, clearly you two didn't need to hear it because it didn't affect you at all. But I think a lot of times we're like so worried about other people's expectations, and if we don't meet them or feel like we let them down, then we feel like we are a disappointment. But it's just because we didn't meet their expectations. It doesn't mean who you are as an individual isn't good enough. It just means that you didn't meet what they want, and that's
like,
okay.
Like, you could be, like, the most exceptional apple pie in the whole world.
You're trying to steal the peach thing, and it's like, but someone still won't like, there's still going to be someone who doesn't
there's
like peaches.
There's still going to be someone that doesn't like apples. And like,
but now it's her own quote. Now it's your own unique quote, yeah.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
and because pie is delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope that all of you on the Facebook group got to see the reading of Tanya's lyrics that she wrote.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, should we read it? In case they missed it?
I-C-Y-M-S? Or what is that?
I-C-Y-M-I, in case you missed it.
It's quite lengthy.
Well, but it's from the heart.
Did you have a melody for it in your head?
Yeah. Demi Lovato's In Case.
Oh, that's the melody?
Yeah.
So sing the beginning of it.
The chorus kind of goes like, In case you don't find what you're looking for. So it's like, who knew that phone call would end like that? Who knew that kiss would be our last? Who knew?
Okay, but
you
we should just
hurt?
Read it, maybe. I think probably.
Me so bad.
If that was going to keep getting higher, I don't know if the sound could have handled it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to do them?
I'm going to read the first stanza.
Okay.
I was heading in a good direction, looking north. Your love hit me out of nowhere, snuck up on me from the south.
This is a song Tanya wrote after her major breakup 5 years ago.
I wasn't looking to fall in love. It was only a matter of time before I was yours. Mark.
Can't even put into words how much I loved you. I always thought you felt the same. Our love was untouchable. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Who knew that phone call would end like that? Who knew that kiss would be our last? Who knew you could hurt me so bad? Who knew one day my everything would turn into nothing just like that?
In a way, I should thank you. That call completely changed my life. My skin grew thicker, my heart a little stronger. I've created space for someone that deserves my love, and I'm never looking back at the mess you made. Once was a broken soul, and now I'm whole, just like that, just like that.
Who knew that phone call would end like that? Who knew that kiss would be our last? Who knew you could hurt me so bad? Who knew one day my everything would turn into nothing, just like that? And together,
and now I'm whole, just like that, just like that.
It's so good, you guys. I actually think it's like lyrical gold.
So here's the thing: Tanya has sent that now to Charlie Puth, Julia Michaels, Benny Blanco, and others. And we'll see who comes back with it.
Yeah.
We'll see who actually can turn it into, put a beat to it, put a melody to it, and see what happens.
The lyrics are good. I mean, like, it's deep. Like, I was heading in a good direction looking north. Your love hit me out of nowhere, snuck up on me from the south.
It's actually not terrible. I expected far worse from this. And I'm like, wow, there's actually some poignancy here.
When I saw it on the live show, I was like, oh, this is... I'm like almost disappointed that it's so much better than
right.
I thought it
was gonna be. And Ryan was like dancing to it. I was like, yes, it's the comeback. This is where it turns around for me.
This is Tanya manifesting her Grammy, which she has done before. Yeah. She wants to accept a Grammy. All right, we need to thank some people before we head off.
Yes.
23andMe, you know, you should listen to that Spit podcast now on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Quip, remember, Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you'll get your first refill pack with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's getquip.com/Becca. HelloFresh, for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit hellofresh.com/BeccaT60 and enter...
BeccaT60.
BetaBrand.com. Oh, those pants are so comfy. For 20% off your dress pant and yoga pants, use the code...
Becca.
And tomorrow night, Tuesday, October 16th, join us at Planet Blue on 14th Street in Santa Monica from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a People's Choice Awards party. Snacks, treats, drinks, voting, and Tanya and Becca will be there.
Woohoo! No promo code needed.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, we never mentioned Grey's. Did you watch?
Didn't watch.
Are we done with Grey's Anatomy, people?
No, I'm not done with it. I just...
Because I'm going to stop making it a priority if we're never going to talk about Grey's Anatomy.
When is it ever a priority?
I watched it.
You didn't watch the premiere.
I'm behind on This Is Us. I'm behind on every other show, but I keep up on Grey's Anatomy because of this podcast.
I'm actually behind on all the shows. I tried to watch the second week. So, like, I guess it's the third episode of Grey's last night, and I could not focus.
I enjoyed it.
I honestly didn't watch it.
I love Karev being the chief, first of all.
He's the chief?
Oh, my God.
Tanya, that was in the first episode.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Well, now he's the chief, and he's having to deal with being the chief. And the old chief,
Miranda Bailey.
No, the guy. Weber's not thrilled about how he's being a chief. That's really good. This week, all right, so I'll just act like nobody's seen it because Tanya hasn't. Meredith had a date with the guy from How I Met Your Mother. It was a great date. It was a super cute date, but it ended very quickly. And I'm not going to tell you why, but I get it. And I thought it was very incisive of how we're on these dates. And then they say that one thing and it's over.
Ooh, okay. That's a great tease.
Thank you. Go watch Grey's Anatomy.
They need you to tease their episode.
I need a television before any of this happens.
I thought that was a very good episode, and I'm enjoying the season. In fact, I've started my own Facebook group with other people who are loving the season and are also fans of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's a very small group right now. It's just me and Ashley and Acelia, but we're having a good time watching baseball and Grey's Anatomy. So
that is amazing.
There you go.
It's like my musical synergy club. It kind of is.
Our musical synergy. That is still one of my favorite things. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Do we have any teasers for next week? Well, I mean, a huge
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
Hold on. What, Amy?
Sarah Drew?
No.
Why did that confirm, though?
What?
She confirmed? 100% in?
Oh my God. We should have talked about this the whole show. Wow. April Kepner.
Wow.
April Kepner.
That is massive.
We have to wear our scrubs that day, too.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest and Sarah Drew, this is the greatest scrubbing ever.
This is a big episode for us.
Yeah. Wait, they're on the same show.
Well, there she's gone. I think she's coming around.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Time of death. We got to go get you a TV. 12:24.
Guys, I think this song might be a hit. Okay.